Hi, my name is Danny Morrell, and this is Real Estate Sales, the podcast for real estate professionals and entrepreneurs that are on a path of daily inspired action leading towards success in every area of their lives. Get ready to once again break through and realize your true potential. Hey friends, so welcome to episode number 2 of Real Estate Sales Podcast. My name is Danny Morrell. I am your host, and some of you are watching us online on our YouTube channel, YouTube.com/ Danny Morrell, and some of you are here actually on the podcast for our second episode, and I've got to let you know, I am here with a very, very special guest. This young man is literally the epitome of an individual who has goals, commits to them, has worked diligently on improving his skills, and as a result, is doing things that most people within the real estate industry can only dream of doing. Everybody, I want you to welcome, and he happens to be my little brother, which is kind of cool, right? Everybody, I want you to welcome Mr. Anthony Morrell. Welcome, Anthony.
Hey, guys. How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic.
Happy to be here.
So I've got a question for you. First off, let's start off with the basics.
Okay.
We've got a lot of followers here. We've got a lot of people watching us on the camera. How old are you? Let's start there.
28 years old.
28 years old.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And how long have you been in the business?
I've been in the business, been selling real estate for 4 years now. This will be the start of my fourth year.
Fourth year?
Yeah.
Is it really that long?
Yeah. Been 4 years already.
It feels like it's only been 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah. All right. And so what got you into the business and what was your motivation behind becoming a real estate professional?
Yeah, well, the motivation behind becoming a real estate professional, it really all started. I was actually a busser in a nightclub.
So you're a busser in a nightclub.
Yeah, so I was a busser in a nightclub.
So that's tough.
It was a fun job. It was an interesting place.
Okay, all right.
And I ended up meeting my now wife, and we had gotten into a situation where we were going to be having a baby. So,
that's a situation.
Yeah. So there was definitely motivation behind that. And really we just had the conversation and it was about changing our lifestyle. So, you know, as a busser in a nightclub, you're working, you know, I think I was clocking in at 9 o'clock at night. I wasn't getting off of work until, 4 or 5 in the morning. So realistically to, live a life where I was able to be with my child at that time, and really I just had to find a way to get out of that industry.
Okay.
She was a cocktail waitress at Surrender Nightclub, and I was a busser. So that was the whole motivation, was in essence, as soon as we found out, I started selling real estate and gave me 9 months or so to really get things going and to create a better life.
Okay. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. So something that most people don't realize is that, you know, combined income, you know, that lifestyle might be a tough lifestyle, but it's a decent income.
Oh, it's great. And, you know, you have to understand that, my wife is a cocktail waitress. I think she was doing anywhere from 120 to 140,000 a year.
As a cocktail waitress?
As a cocktail waitress, yeah.
Okay.
Myself, you know, you're walking home with, you're going home with cash every night, in essence. So it's very tough to leave. There's the fear of I'm not getting paid every single day type of a deal, or every night I work. Realistically, I think I would work 4 days a week and I had 3 days off. And I was probably at that time making, around $80,000 a year, something like that.
So combined, we're talking about $200,000 a year or more.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is, let's just get right into the nitty gritty here.
Yeah.
Okay. How did you handle the fear of walking away from that type of a secure income?
Yeah.
And, you know, and give us specifics, Anthony, because I think that fear is one of the things that holds a lot of people back from taking massive action to improve their lives. So how did you handle that?
I think it was, I don't want to say it was easier for me, to make that decision. growing up, and I mean, obviously I had you. So right. Growing up, I somebody told me this when I first got started in the business. They say, oh, your brother's done it, so you've seen it be done.
Hmm.
And so there's a little bit of a belief factor there that I had, because I remember, you know, I remember growing up in a 2-bedroom apartment. I remember, the first house in Las Colinas and how big of a deal that was, because it was just a house, you know, just to own that, just to live in a house was crazy. It wasn't an apartment.
Right.
I remember the move to Rancho Cucamonga. I remember, you know, when I was in high school, having literally the biggest house out of all of my friends, and you know, you were,
and I was 26 years old.
You know, was the fear there? Absolutely, it was there. But it was a little easier to overcome because I had seen it be done. And you told me something. You said, you know, there's really no money like real estate money.
Okay.
And I remember the freedom of you being able to be at my games and and the flexibility in it. So that made it a little bit easier.
Okay, great. Yeah. All right, great. And so I hope you are all taking notes, because somewhere in your life, if you do not feel like you are breaking through at the level that you should be, or if you're not producing at the level that you should be, one of the key factors that could be holding you back could be fear. So right off the bat, that's a little side note you want to write down and just say fear, and then just put a little question mark. All right. But we're going to
really quickly, I'll also add another thing that really helped me make that jump was when I made the transition. And this is something I told Joe D, but when I made the transition,
by the way, who is Joe D?
Okay. So Joe D, when I started selling real estate, it was out in Las Vegas,
right?
Joe DiRaffaele, he's with DG Realty.
Okay.
And, you know, he's played an insane role in my life. You know, just so much wisdom that he's provided me with. But I remember telling him the reason why I decided just to make the move was my manager. I told the day that I went in and I let him know, I said, hey, you know, I'm putting in my 2 weeks, basically I'm done. I think I had just put one escrow in and I was like, okay, I'm out.
You just needed, you know, that little taste.
I just needed to
that
know
it's possible.
Yeah, that
right?
is possible.
Okay, good.
And at that time, you know, you're talking, you know, I'm on a team splits. It wasn't a lot of money or anything like that, but it was just the, okay, I can make a sale. But I remember my manager telling me, he said, when I told him I was going to leave, he goes, you know, you're going to leave right now. And at that time, this was when Surrender Encore Beach Club was just getting started.
Right.
So we had on our list, I think we had like Afrojack, Cascade, you know, Skrillex. I mean, we had a lot of you will know them, but we had all of these great DJs that were already set up for the summertime to play at our venue.
So more money was going to come in.
So more money was coming, basically. Right. Yeah, more money was. And he said, why would you go into real estate? I mean, it's, you know, he told me something that really, it stuck with me. It was almost like he didn't believe in me. And at that point I was like, if I got to believe in myself, basically.
Ah.
I got to believe in myself because and then you told me you're working to create somebody else's dream.
That's right.
And when I found that out, I mean, I just went, you know, that day when he said that, I don't even think I did my 2 weeks. I was just ready to go.
Gone.
I was, just mentally, I was completely checked out. That was a big tipping point.
Okay.
You know, on top of the fact that people that were working with me were
all saying the same thing.
It was really feeding into that, because you have to understand the amount of the income that comes in. It's a very tough, it's a great industry, but it's a tough industry to leave.
Okay. And so two little side notes for you guys, by the way, I'm already having a blast.
Yeah, it's
because
fun,
I think this is going to help a lot of people.
Yeah.
Two little side notes. Number one, whenever you decide to step into your destiny, whenever you decide to step into your full potential, it is amazing to me. People, please listen to me. It's almost like a universal law that, like, because I've interviewed and I've helped hundreds, if not thousands, of people, and everyone says the same thing. You know what's funny? I made the decision and, like, my family member, or sometimes like my mom or my dad or my uncle or my brother or my coworker, just like literally came in and said, wait a minute. What are you doing? You're crazy. And so I want you to think about that, because, you know, obviously we have relationships with amazing people that mean well, And yet they try to give you advice based off of what's going on in their head, based off of their past, and based off of their understanding of what you are trying to accomplish, with half the time they don't even understand.
Right.
So good. All right. So we're going to move forward here. And so you're in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You could have decided to stay there.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you made it even 10 times harder on yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And you moved your whole family to Southern California,
yeah.
which was rough.
Yeah.
Okay. Why the move?
Well, initially it all started. It was Thanksgiving, I believe, of 2012. We had found out like a month prior to that my mom had cancer.
Right.
So, in that it was tough. I think there was a scare one day. I remember being at Bass Pro Shops and, you know, we had Taylin and you guys had called me and said, "Hey mom, I think she had a stroke or just something at the office."
Right.
So I literally just freaked out. It was pretty new to me. I drove that day down here. You know, that is what it is. And then I came back for Thanksgiving and, my wife and we were at your dinner table and, I think we just had kind of talked about it and being closer to my mom was important. Mm-hmm. So I think we were literally with our house in escrow in Vegas. We were here. December 18th was the day that we got here. So literally from November 27th to December 18th, we were in escrow and we were here.
Side note number two, you know, there's fear and then there's the inability to make quick business decisions.
Yep.
And every superstar or every high performing individual that you will ever meet has the ability to make quick business decisions. Talk about quick. You literally grabbed your family, moved everybody to a different state, and you made it all happen within 30 days.
Within 30 days, yeah.
I mean, that is phenomenal. But now watch this. Now let's get into what is happening today in your life this year. How many deals will you close? And how much income can you realistically expect?
Yeah, so this year...
like whole thing, how much will you earn?
This year, $600,000.
Okay, so now did I hear you correctly?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's $600,000. Mm-hmm. That is literally within 4 years.
Yeah.
Okay, people don't know this about you, but do you work weekends?
I do not work weekends, no. And I know for a lot of people that may be a bad thing. I have two kids.
Right.
And that's an extremely important aspect to my life.
Right.
Is keeping that together.
Okay.
So that's why I decide to limit my schedule a little bit, but just be more effective and more efficient during the time that I do work. So I don't work weekends.
Okay, great. So now we're getting to the meat and potatoes here.
Yeah.
Because a lot of our listeners and a lot of our viewers are asking this question right now. Okay, wait a minute. Time out. How is it possible that in 4 years, someone can go from zero, move to a brand new state, that means no center of influence, no nothing, and literally go to $600,000 in earnings, right, without working a weekend? Now let's make it even more like, oh my gosh, what percentage of your business comes from listings versus buyer-controlled sales?
I would say probably... It's going to be around 80%, and that's dropped because I'm doing a lot of probate sales now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of buyer ends involved in it.
Right.
So let's say I come across the property and an investor wants me to double lend them.
Okay.
So then there's going to be more buyer sides this year.
So let me ask it this way.
Yeah.
How much of your incoming business that you go out to search for is buyer related?
Zero.
All right.
Yeah, zero.
So now we're talking. Now that gives you the framework of what we're talking about. We're speaking about a young man here who is 28 years old that in literally 4 years went from zero to $600,000. That's not even the biggest thing. What do you think he will be projected to earn in the next 4 to 5 years? We're talking about a young man who literally does not work on weekends. We're talking about a young man who also, on top of all of that, is leading and mentoring an office of close to 100 agents. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
Yeah.
Let's talk to them and let's talk to our viewers and our listeners right now about some specific things that if I think we have their attention now.
Yeah.
So if they say, okay, wait a minute, I'm doing 20 deals a year.
Sure.
I'm working 8.5 days a week. Like, all right, how do I fix this? So step number one, if you were to go back and if you were to tell them, like, what's the first thing they got to work on?
I think it all, there's a lot, but I would say in order to get the schedule to a point where you're not working weekends, that comes strictly from having inventory in your business.
Okay.
And what I mean by inventory, I mean by the ability to obtain listings.
Okay, great.
And so the one thing with the listing and the buyer process, there's a different skill set that goes into that.
Okay.
So I would say learning that skill set of how to obtain listings is going to be crucial to
paramount.
It's paramount to that.
Okay, yeah. Great. So learning that process.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that process. I'm always speaking about this, mm-hmm. the importance of skills.
Yeah.
The importance of mastering your skills from the words you say to the way you present them to the little nuances to your tonality, to your rate of speech, to your leadership skills, skills in general, right?
Yeah.
How much work did you put on your skills? And then give me an example of how you would work on that.
So how much work would I put on my skills? I'll answer that one first. When I first got started in the business, and again, I thank you, I thank Joe DiRaffaele for this, completely. You know, Joe gave me a set of, I would say, probably 25 just scripts.
Okay.
And so when he gave me that, he literally just said, you got to learn this one, you got to learn this one, you got to learn this one, you got to learn this one. And so I remember being at our office and we had this large room that nobody would go in. And so what I would do is literally like 2 hours a day, I would just walk around in a circle. And I would just read these scripts. And really what it got me into the habit of doing was asking good questions.
Wonderful.
Asking good questions. So that was, does that answer the question?
It does.
Yeah. So asking good questions. And really it just comes down to practice.
So how much do you practice?
I practice every day. I mean, currently I have 7 role play partners.
Okay.
That's outside of leading the office, in role play, 8 o'clock every morning.
Right.
And so, if you look at that, that's on average of about, you know, anywhere from 10 to 12 reps, I would say probably a week, a good half an hour practice sessions.
So that, you know, they're not used to the language we use. So yeah. What is a rep? Explain that.
So a rep is like a 30 minute practice session.
That's like a repetition.
Like a repetition. Yeah.
Okay.
So, ring, ring. And then you just would go into a role play.
Okay. Let's do that.
Okay. Yeah.
Live right now. And by the way, before any of you go further, I want you to notice that this is 100% no edits, no nothing.
Yeah.
And that speaks volume about our ability to present.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever thought about that?
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, guys, if you follow me on YouTube or anything, I would say 99.9% of our videos that we make mm-hmm. are with no edits. And so I'm going to challenge you, our viewers and our listeners, can you get that strong? And if you're not working to get that strong, why not? Right?
Right.
So how do you feel about that?
You know, I think it ultimately comes down to what it is that you want. The type of lifestyle that, you know, there's no doubt about it. You know, in selling real estate, especially with what we do, with the commission structure being the way that it is, it's very easy to get complacent.
Absolutely.
It's very easy to, you know, go out and earn $100,000 or $140,000 or $150,000 and feel like you've made it.
Right.
Yeah. And the reality is, you know, I remember growing up, everybody used to, I got to make $100,000. That was the big ticket. I mean, the reality is $100,000 nowadays. I mean, that breaks down to less than $10,000 a month. That's
nothing. You can't live off.
It's very challenging in certain markets to live off that type of income.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And just a little side thought, by the way, you know, up until recently, you've been doing all of this with really no assistant.
Yeah.
And you have no team members.
Yeah. So I actually just hired my, first assistant, like full-time assistant.
And you did it that way because, you know, we follow a process.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that for a second, Anthony. Yeah. Cause I think, you know, the industry right now, as a result of no one really putting in the effort and the hard work that it takes to perfect your skills.
Right.
Everyone looks for a shortcut.
Yep.
And what I mean by a shortcut is essentially everyone is looking for how do I get to 50, 100 sales now?
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's sad to say, but the leadership and the brokers within the industry, since they never put in the work,
sure,
they're looking for an answer because obviously they want to help support their people.
Yeah.
And the answer has become, and this is the new fad, I know, I'm just going to go add 5 or 6 people to my team.
Right.
And I've been talking about this for a long time is that you absolutely do not add people to a team because you want to grow your numbers. You do that out of pure necessity.
Right.
And you're a perfect example of that is that you're barely adding an assistant. And this is literally, you're doing a lot of business.
Yeah.
Talk about that. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, you know, realistically, up until 30 transactions, you can survive with the transaction coordinator.
Right.
You know, and that's something that for our agents here at Intero, we highly recommend is a transaction coordinator. So it's not that I'm in my files necessarily. It's more of the fact that I'm able to delegate that portion of the business.
Okay.
You know, I would say in regard to the team aspect or to adding on members, it's exactly what you said. It's spot on. I mean, it's how do I add more transactions, yet do less work? So it's in essence the same principle. The problem is that by doing that, the profitability margin goes down.
Okay.
So, if, for example, you've got two agents. You know, one agent does $10 million in volume. Agent number two does $10 million in volume. Okay. Agent number one, it's himself. He's got a transaction coordinator. There are costs that go with having a transaction coordinator.
Right.
Agent number two does $10 million, yet they have, you know, maybe 3 to 4 members on their team.
Right.
So you can count on probably, you know, anywhere from probably in that situation right there, you're probably going to have about 5 million of that. That's going to be generated from your team.
Correct.
So let's say you're my agent, you're my right. buyer's agent, right? You know, we do 10 million as a group and 5 million is going to you. Well, you're not going to work for free.
Right.
And that's the key thing is that the team members, they don't work for free. So a team member is out there, they're generating, they're hustling, they're feeling like they're getting, you know, they're getting after it. You know, I've, in some instances, I've seen people pay up to 90% to their team members, which means that volume in essence is really just
it's fake.
What it is it's an ego. It's an ego thing. So, now, am I saying that having a team is not right? Not at all. It's just there's a certain time to do that.
Right.
And, you know, that's going to be 50, you know, 50 plus transactions.
Absolutely.
And even there, you're adding maybe one person. I mean, we had a great example this past week, Hal Swayze with one buyer's agent. They'll do 150. Right. I mean, it's just.
Right.
You know, that's still keeping it very profitable.
Absolutely. So. And you know what? It's funny, Anthony, but, you know, I started doing what I do because I noticed so many gaps in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost breaks my heart to see people buying into strategies.
Yeah.
That ultimately what it does is it further and further and furthers their need or necessity to work on the skills that they have to develop to be able to someday sit here and say, I work 5 days a week and I will earn $1 million and I will not work on a weekend. Mm-hmm. And it's like, there's like a fog in front of them where they cannot see past, I'll just bring on another person and, you know, make my little 30% off them, and I'm happy with that.
Right.
You know.
And in reality, I mean, that 30%, usually the team member is usually the head team member is paying most of the fees for them.
Right.
So that 30% ends up getting chopped down to by your broker fees, by your, you know, your transactional fees, you know, by your franchise fees. So, I mean, in reality, it's you know, it's not even worth it. I mean, it's really to be determined on if it's worth it or not. For myself, I don't think it is. I don't think it is because I have the ability to go out and earn the same or more income.
Right. By
myself.
Yes.
And yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that was so strong to me that I literally lost my frame of thought. Mm-hmm. And this rarely happens, but it's a point that I'm glad we touched.
Yeah.
Because I think people all across the country that are really wanting to become great real estate salespeople really need to hear and understand.
Right.
Right. So let's talk about a couple of other things here. Okay. Talk to me about mindset.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically when it comes to expectations and when it comes to your business and your desire to grow your business, what comes up? What do you think?
You know, when it comes to mindset and growth and expectations, you know, it's a learned skill.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start there. It's a learned skill. So, you know, you can't, or I don't want to say you can't, but it's going to be very challenging in your first year to say, I want to close 100 transactions.
Right.
Can it happen? You know, to be determined. Yeah, absolutely it can.
Right.
I think setting realistic goals that are achievable and attainable, and you've got to make it an obsession. You know, one thing that I've realized is, I mean, every single morning I write my goals out, all of them. All of them. And I've got 22 goals.
So we'll end with that.
Yeah.
Because that's strong.
Yeah.
Because I know you have some strong habits there. So
yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, writing your goals out and really setting goals. I think most people, you hear, oh, think and grow rich, set goals. And it sounds very attractive.
Right.
What you never see is people actually setting goals.
Right.
And getting them in front of them and really having an attachment, as Mike Ferry would say, connecting the dots
right
in the goals. People don't do it. They just hear, oh yeah, I've got goals. And because there's no attachment, they fade. Right. And you know, you can use the old analogy of, you know, everybody works out the first couple of days of the year, you know, right. it's very true though, because there's no real attachment to the goal. It can't last.
And you know, Anthony, it's funny you say that, but you know, I sit at this desk and you're experiencing this now, interviewing real estate professionals that have been in the business 10, 12 years that are what I call flatline real estate agents.
Mm-hmm.
They're real estate agents that literally like started their rise in production and somewhere in the year 3 or 4 mark hit like a level, like 30 closed transactions. And then they just flatline.
Right.
And they flatline, and they're every single year for literally the past 6-7 years do between 28 and 32, and they're flatlining.
Yep.
There's a lot of reasons for that. I think part of it has to do with skills, part of it has to do with time management, but a lot of it has to do with your mindset, your goals, and your expectations.
Yep.
Right? So take that and keep that as a little note. Okay. So you, I think that we are all blessed with different abilities and different talents and different skills.
Yep.
I think that if anybody follows you in your social media, mm-hmm. which I've got to tell you is an absolute joy to watch, because they can see you over the last 4 years
right.
literally become the man and the leader that you are becoming today.
Right.
And I don't think you realize that you're doing stuff in 4 years that some never accomplish, mm-hmm. or that some it takes 10 to 15 to 20 years to accomplish.
Right.
Talk to me about mentorship. Talk to me about the people that you surround yourself mm-hmm. with.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I would call it, there's accountability.
Right.
And then there's extreme accountability.
Yeah.
And really the way that I look at it is I try and set myself up in situations where I have extreme accountability for myself.
Okay.
So all of us do this. We will do more, and you can write this down, but we will do more to please others than we will to please ourselves.
Oof.
We really will.
Somebody write that one down at, you know, Anthony Morrell.
Yeah, okay? I heard it from somewhere, so I just, But it's true, though. We will do more to please others than we will to please ourselves. And that is so true in so many regards. I mean, I've got accountability for waking up. I wake up at 3. So, I mean, I have accountability for everything. So for when I wake up, I wake up at 3:37 every single morning. Okay. That's when my first alarm goes off. I have another alarm that goes off at 3:39, just in case. I set that alarm, you know, away from me. I actually set it near my daughter's room because I have to sprint to get it so she doesn't wake up.
Right.
You know, I've got accountability for when I get to the gym. You know, I use Facebook as my accountability for the gym. You know, so many people want to see me fail and not go to the gym. Right. So I use it, you know, every single day I get there and it's just great. You know, again, I just don't want to let everybody else down. On top of the fact that right now our company, Intero Real Estate Services, I mean, we've got so many dedicated agents that also are getting to the gym. So there's that accountability, and that's great. I mean, I've got accountability. I'm at the office every morning. I have accountability for getting to the office. Everything that I eat, my meals that I put into my body, I have to take a picture of them and send them to my accountability partners. So I would say set yourself up with some extreme accountability. You know, Ty has been a huge role in that with helping me out there.
Who is Ty?
So Ty Leon Guerrero is an absolute superstar from up in Northern California.
Yeah.
And you know, so that's another key thing is the people that I surround myself with and the people that I take advice from or have influence on me are all people that I see, they're active in what they do.
Right.
Meaning they preach what they do.
Okay.
So, you know, it's like that saying, you know, don't take fitness advice from a fat guy. Don't take financial advice from a broke guy. You know, so it's
our friend Alex Lair.
Alex Lair actually just told us that at the super surgery, which I thought was spot on.
Yeah.
And so, you know, all the guys that I surround myself with, they're all active. They're all on the same page with me, you know? So that goes back to relationships. You know, who are you letting in your circle? And you have to take a very deep look at that and constantly.
Right.
Because constantly what happens is you talk about the flat line.
Yeah.
And the way that you have to look at it is if you're doing this and you're trying to challenge yourself and you're really working out that faith muscle.
Right.
Right. You're believing in, oh man, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this happen. And you're doing this. And your friend or whoever is kind of doing this, well, then naturally what they're going to do is they're going to try and, you know, they're going to try and hold you down.
Yeah.
So you have to constantly be looking at that and making a very quick decision as to how much time you're going to allocate to spend with certain people.
Yeah. And, you know, it's so funny you bring this up, Anthony, because just this week I was mentoring, you know, one of our agents.
Yeah.
Who literally spent a week just emotionally like messed up.
Yeah.
And it was simply because of what he thought someone else thought about him.
Mm.
And I'm bringing this up because what he is saying, people, is so true. If you want to live a life of abundance and if you want to start doing things that other people are not doing, that seem outrageous, like in this case, what you're doing seems outrageous to people, right? I can only imagine some people, you know, 10, 15 years in the business, they're like, what the heck, right? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to guard who you allow to have influence over your mind and your emotions, and you've got to guard that like nobody's business.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you in my case, right? And I know, you know, we're obviously brothers, so we believe the same thoughts.
Yeah.
But in my case, it's my immediate family, mm-hmm. which is my wife and my children. Mm-hmm. And then it's my brothers. And then it's the circle of influence of friends And to be honest with you, anyone in that circle is not safe. And what I mean by is not safe is if at any point in time I feel like they are not propelling my life to where I wanted to become, cut, gone.
Absolutely.
And the reason why, guys, is some of it, and I want you to speak to this, yeah. right? The reason why is because anyone that damages my belief system, my thoughts, whoever they are, right? And I'm speaking to some of you guys that have very damaging relationships with even your parents. You know what I mean? You've got to make a decision. It's either you buy into the story you have about the relationship you have with that person and that becomes more valuable, or the goals and the dreams that you have for yourself, your spouse, and your children becomes more valuable. And that's a hard choice to make, but it's a choice that you have to make, because if you cannot lead yourself, you'll never be able to lead other people.
Absolutely.
Talk about that, or...
It's just so spot on. Ultimately, we tend to do what people around us are doing, or what people influence us right. are doing. So it's really, who are you being influenced by?
Right.
And take account. I mean, if one of my friends tells me, dude, you're crazy for going to the gym at 4:30 in the morning, you're nuts. And right.
That's a seed.
Yeah, and they're not doing anything, or right. they're not in a position that makes me want to be in their. I wouldn't trade places with them.
Right.
Then I'm not listening to them.
Right.
Or I'm not going to hang out with them. Right. Or I'm going to try and limit that as much as possible. So it's just something that you have to be very aware of. The awareness is the key thing. So,
final thoughts.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because how long have we been doing this now? This is what, 45 minutes or so, something like that? And it feels like we are just getting started. Yeah. So right off the back, and this is the great thing about, being open to coaching and to learning from others is that, like, I don't know about you, but I feel like I learned a lot from you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you felt a lot from this conversation. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. You probably learned a lot from yourself.
I learned a lot. Yeah.
Right. So, final thoughts. There's a real estate professional out there right now listening to this. They're in like Des Moines, Iowa. They're in New York City. They're
joining Tarot.
Okay, so that was.
But
the
keep
first
going.
Thing.
But keep yeah, going. That, you know, yeah.
they're in Chicago. Yeah. They're in Florida. Yeah. They're wherever.
Yeah.
Right. Give me one tip.
Yeah.
Give me one thing that could have a massive influence on their ability to provide an amazing life for their families. What would you say?
I would say find a way to surround yourself with like-minded individuals.
Yeah.
Find your way to surround yourself with like-minded individuals. I give you an example. The reason why, and I'm gonna use Intero, Intero Real Estate Services. The reason why the growth is taking place at the rate it's taking place is, you could say, the leadership, you can say, whatever, the office, whatever you want to say. But at the end of the day, it comes down to the people that are in the office are now finally in a place where they're surrounded
right.
with people who have, who are like-minded. And in essence, in that regard, their mindset is guarded.
Right.
And so find a way to get around people that are like-minded individuals and that are going to push you towards where you want to go instead of bringing you back or anything like that.
Awesome.
Also, people that are faith-driven, that are trying new things, that are really trying to go above and beyond,
right.
and really trying to push their limits and constantly trying to grow.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're not surrounding yourself with people that are constantly trying to grow, and they're right about everything and they know it all, well, then that's the worst place to be. It's the absolute worst place to be.
Like, run.
Run away. Run away. You need to be around people who are constantly trying to grow, constantly trying to get better, because at the end of the day, there's always, always, always somebody working harder than you. Yeah. That's just the bottom line. I mean, you can think that you've made it. You can think that you've got it, you know, you've got it all, and you're winning. I don't care who you are. You can be freaking, you know, you can be, Bill Gates, you can be Warren, but you, whoever it is, it's even if financially you're there, grow spiritually,
right?
Grow physically, surround yourself with people that are going to push you in every aspect of your life, and never, ever, ever, ever think that you have made it or that you've got all the answers and you're the one. I mean, you know, we had how many people at the event,
Mike? 218.
218 people. And you know, we've both been to that event before. You've been going for how many years?
12 plus years.
Yeah, 12 plus years. And still learning new things. Still finding a way to learn new things.
Yeah.
And that'd be my advice.
Yeah. Awesome. 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 Well, listen, first off, I know your time is valuable.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say on behalf of everybody watching and everybody listening, I want to say thank you for investing this time into others' lives.
Yeah.
And we believe in the law of contribution, right? Mm-hmm. That when you give to others, like, you'll be fine. You'll be taken care of, yeah, you absolutely. Know? Secondly, I feel like, you know, there's four more shows,
mm-hmm.
right? Because there's a lot more knowledge that we can share with people. Yeah. So we're probably going to have a second one of these, you know, yeah. if that's okay with you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so many things that go into it. I mean, you're talking about time management. You're talking about discipline. You're talking, especially for real estate salespeople, you know, skills. We weren't able to get into a role play.
Right.
You know, there's just so much that goes into it. So I would love to help as many people as I possibly can. There is enough out there for everybody. And, you know,
how do people find you?
Facebook. I don't know. Anthony Morrell.
Okay.
And then on...
a little tip.
Yeah.
You know, you are going to become an inspiration for a lot of people. So I might recommend that you get a Facebook page
mm-hmm.
set up pretty fast.
Okay.
So that, you know, there's gonna be a lot of people that are gonna look for you
yeah.
and eventually you're gonna cap out.
Right.
And so Facebook is a way. Look up Anthony Morrell, M-O-R-E-L, Instagram.
Instagram, Anthony Morrell 1.
Anthony Morrell 1.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have any questions or comments, they could just message you that way.
Yeah, message me. Awesome. I mean, I've got, you know, it's interesting with the whole 430 crew thing and, right. and the whole gym accountability. I mean, I've probably got, you know, 20 people that don't work in our office that are just yeah. outside members that daily now will text me, hey, you know, let's get it, let's do this, let's yeah, do it. Yeah. So any way that I can help out, if it's, you know, if it's real estate related, sales skills related, whatever it is. So.
All right, guys. Well, that is it. That is the end of episode number 2 here on Real Estate Sales Podcast. I'm your host, Danny Morrell. I got to tell you, I am proud of this episode. I'm proud of the value that we're providing, and I cannot wait to see you next week where we bring you more valuable information on helping you to be more, do more, and have more. We will talk to you or see you soon. Bye-bye.
See you guys.
All right, friends, there you have it, another episode of the Real Estate Sales Show. Hopefully you found massive value from the time you chose to invest with us. Our commitment is to continue bringing the absolute best information, systems, thought process that could help you transform your business and your life. We would love your support in order to be able to do so. And you can do that by simply leaving a rating, hopefully a 5-star rating, writing a small review about the show, and most importantly, if you feel that there is value in what you are hearing, please share it with as many friends, family members, and coworkers as you can. We would be honored if you were to do so. Once again, this is Danny Morrell signing off. Until next week.